We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Roop, my old friend, the former editor of Style Weekly, runs the PR firm called Spring Story here in Richmond. He is with us this morning, and usually you've got a couple of light things to talk about. We got sidelined last week when we spent all of our time talking about the casino proposals that are out there, and I don't want to eat up all our time on that, but you know the protesters were out this week.
My neighborhood, John, about 100 of them. Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people for that area, too. Forest Hill, a busy day, a lot of people honking as they were passing by. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure anybody I know of in this area would prefer that choice to be made. It's hard to tell what percentage of people don't want the casino anywhere.
Yeah.
But you definitely are seeing that line emerge, not here, not there, not anywhere. Yeah,
not just,
we don't want it in my backyard and I don't care where else it goes, but we just don't think it's the right choice for the entire city.
Wonder if this thing will get derailed too. I was trying to think of projects in my lifetime. Like Sixth Street Marketplace happened. I liked it, but it just didn't work, unfortunately, and went downhill and is now hardly anything left of it. What else would you, the Riverwalk, which was a great idea, okay. But, you know, it's just kind of, it's never really taken off the way everyone predicted that it would.
Well, you know, you're asking me for how much time do you have? But
yeah.
We've had lots of projects that had public-private components
right.
That didn't end up working. One was, I think mixed reviews of Center Stage, not necessarily of the arts and culture groups that use it or the shows that you can see
the
there,
project.
But of the of the project itself, it didn't work out the way it had been planned. Now they blamed the recession and some other things going on, and we still pay for that, of course. There's also a lot of people complaining about the Redskins training camp, the Washington team training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, something that I guess it's worked. We've done the live show from the tower at Main Street Station. We were the first radio station to broadcast a live show from the clock tower, which I wanted to do for years and thought it was pretty cool. When I went to a couple of events at Main Street Station in the train shed, I thought it was really classy and nice. You know, I would bring someone from New York or London there, and I think they would say, oh, this is very well done, right? But it took two or three tries to get it, to get that project.
Yeah, that's a beautiful venue, of course, affected greatly by the pandemic.
Yeah,
and Chaco Bottom is another place where we just haven't figured it out. We've had mayors who wanted to put a new baseball diamond there, which didn't work out.
Yeah.
The slavery museum, which has been talked about for who knows how long. Gosh, since Governor McDonald was in office, he was involved with some of that. So that really hasn't been worked out either. I think the train
and
station renovation was part of it.
They ruined the farmers market. I mean, every time I go to Chaco Bottom, which isn't as often as it used to be now, I just look at that. There's just nothing. The restaurant, Havana 59 still there. I like that place, but it's lost whatever charm existed in the farmers market. It's now just a concrete slab. And I keep thinking, is something going up here to make it look nice again? Or I don't know. They've just screwed up a lot of stuff. And I wonder if the casino project, if you can get past the moral issues and the vice issues associated, whether just objectively as a proposal, whether that has any, whether they'll get that through. But anyway,
yeah,
you wanted to talk about after hours concerts and how,
well, you know,
maybe we're back to normal on that.
We could be talking about some upbeat news that gets people out and about. And, you know, one thing that Richmond loves is its festivals, its live music, getting outside. I think people are really ready for that again. They've been trying it here and there in different ways. But the first concert series to really come roaring back is Innsbruck After Hours. And that has some really big news in the past couple of weeks, because they've chosen a new venue. They're going to be out at Meadow Event Park this season, and they have, 30 concerts lined up. This is going to be a big deal, I think, because, you know, also moving it a little bit farther away from the city, it's going to be interesting to see who it draws. You also have to really make bigger plans. You know, you can't just roll up out at Innsbruck. You have to, you know, drive on up.
And if you've been drinking, that's, I mean, you know, you shouldn't drink and drive, even if you only got to go a mile. But
those Ubers are going to be expensive, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, they have big names. They have Toby Keith, Lee Bryce, Ludacris is coming, the Commodores, Lynyrd Skynyrd at the end.
But how are they doing?
Of the season.
Is it the pod thing again?
They have a limited number of season passes, and I'm not sure how they're pulling it off. They just say that it's a larger venue. They have 12 acres, and they can get, you know, they're going to present the shows based on the current guidelines, and they have that on their website, afterhoursconcertseries.com. So I think they're probably trying to be flexible, because we may see things change through the summer where guidelines are lifted. Maybe they can have more people attend those concerts. But, you know, they've put together this plan, and it's great. And then also Friday Cheers is also announced its lineup in the last week. That's going to be back. May 7th. Yeah, they always have a great lineup, a different type of music there, but always a variety. Butcher Brown is a favorite. That's going to be closing out on June 25th, and then they're opening with the Chris Jacobs Band. They'll have Agents of Good Roots, No BS Brass. This is a little bit more particular, because everything's online. You need to reserve a pod. Your beer. It's all going to take more planning, but for people who want to get out, they can do it.
See, Jason, I think one of the things that nobody's calculating here is how many, back when I was single, how many single people used to go to Friday Cheers and Innsbruck After Hours to mix and mingle and meet, you know, the right person for the weekend or the right person for life, right? And if you're in a pod,
The sculpture? What was the one out at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts? Mm-hmm. What was that called? They had a concert series
out there
that was quite the in the garden, right? Quite
swinging
the young
in the
professional singles. yeah. Well, there was Swinging on the Tracks. Was over at the Science Museum. I was involved with that for a little bit, and that was a really great series too. And they
Grooving in the Garden
as well.
Was it Grooving?
Grooving.
Am I making that up?
I feel like Grooving in the Garden might be up at Lewis Ginter.
Wonder what that. But, what was that called? Because we used to go to that all the time, and that's 25 years ago. And anyway, listen, Jason, I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
I'm going to do some research and find out. I know somebody listening is yelling at the radio right now with the name of that.
Remember
the
that old
museum.
Fountain with the, it was all brick and everything, but it had those really neat fountains with the statues. I enjoyed that place before they tore it down. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Thank you.
Hey, you too.